Our prayer this week is for those who have left the church and for our continued faith that the Word of God is true. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession and follow all things as are pleasing to you. The things of God seem to be foolishness to mankind. We don't understand the big picture of God's almighty power. Certainly we do not have his knowledge of all things past, present, and future. As mortals, we are stuck in a specific time and place with the limits of our ability to absorb and use the information which pours into our eyes and ears. The disciples had the same problem. Jesus told them, "A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus was completing the purpose for which he was born, to bear the sins of all people, to crush the serpent's head, and to overcome death and the grave. For the disciples, that reality, those events, were hours into the future. For us, that reality, those events, are the reason we have faith in Christ Jesus. May our Lord grant us wisdom to hear and understand his word for our eternal blessing. Amen.